Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with your girl, Linus, here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. So how's everybody doing? I welcome you from around the world in the chat room as well as on the phone. I hope that everyone had a pretty good week and things went well for you last week. So I sure hope so. Thank you for joining and supporting the show. As I said, the show phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Our website is www.theessenceofsuccess.net. One question per caller, please, so everyone gets the opportunity. You are always welcome to call back into the show with a second question. The chat room is always open. From time to time, we will have other guest psychics joining the show to share their experiences and gifts. For more information or to schedule a private reading, go to the website, right side of the page, scroll down to Psychic Readings. Readings are done Monday to Friday, 11 a.m. in the morning till 7 p.m. at night. And we do accommodate the folks on the East Coast. So spread the word, tell your family and friends about our show every Sunday. You just might learn something new. And if no one has told you they love you today, well, I do. All right, namaste. Okay, well, let's get into what's going on for this month. So if you got your little pen and paper, I give you the beginning of the month. The new moon is going to be June the 13th. The full moon it will be on June the 27th. Now, don't forget Father's Day is the 17th, which will be the third Sunday of June. And summer begins on the 21st. That's right. The 21st of June begins the first day of summer. Looking forward to that, huh? I think in some areas your temperatures are already rising. I was speaking to my cousin in Portland, Oregon yesterday, and he said it was 92. I was like, whoa, that must be really nice. I'm in Washington. We're waiting. Anyway, I'm going to do a couple of prayers and then do my happy birthdays because it's the beginning of the month. So the first prayer is my highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of my life. In our lives, our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. Source, LOC, and pineal gland, thank you. You guys hold on for 1 second. Somebody's at the studio door unexpectedly, so quick break. I'll be right back.
Hello? Hello? If you're talking to
I'm
me,
sorry.
I can't hear you.
I'm so sorry, okay. sorry. Ma'am, I was just talking. Hold on 1 second. Oh, my God, I am so sorry.
No problem.
Okay, just 1 sec here. I was on the phone talking to 770, and I'm so sorry. I had it on mute because I ran to the studio door, and I forgot to take my phone off of mute. So I do apologize for that. 770, I'm sorry. I wasn't for sure who it was, but you were crying. And I was saying, take a washcloth, wash your face, come back, call me back, and we'll try and figure this out together, okay? And I'm sorry that you're crying, but know that I love you. So whatever it is, like I said, do a cold towel, come back and call back into the show. We'll figure it out together, okay? All right. Okay, now I'm back. Okay, 330, you're on the air now with Linus. Thank you.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you doing today, young lady?
Good, thanks. I have my eye on someone, a customer that comes into my bank where I work.
Oh, sookie, sookie now.
Yeah. Is she going to notice me anytime soon?
Okay, let's see. Have you did your little womanly flirt?
I'm trying. I'm looking better, dressing better, smiling better. I'm working it.
Do you know his first name, Kimberly? I don't want his last name, just his first name.
He didn't introduce himself, but his banking stuff says James.
It's James. Okay, that's good enough. That's all. I don't want last name. Maybe somebody might would know him. You know, that's why I never ask the last name, just the first name.
Yeah, I just don't know if he goes by his name or anything.
If he does, I'm not picking that up right now. Yes, he has noticed you. He thinks you're cute. He wonders if you're single or if you're attached by any means. So that's on his mind. He wants to know if you're single. He would date you. There's not a problem about that.
Oh, he would?
I'm sorry?
Okay. I put my left hand on the counter, and I always have a watch or something glittery on because I ain't got no ring on that hand yet.
Okay. Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. You know, women and men don't wear always wedding bands, so that doesn't mean anything. It's better to always ask to be sure. But he just wants to know if you're single. Yes, he would date you. He finds you cute. I would say go for it. You know,
all right.
I would say go
Sounds
for
good.
It. If there's not going to be no problem for you, you know, dating like a client, because he is a client of the bank. But if there's no problem, you know, everything on the outside, right, Kimberly?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
That's
nothing inside the bank, like if you pass your phone number to... okay. Yeah,
no.
Anything on
asked,
the outside, you're fine.
Yeah, I could flip it into his paperwork, but only if he asked. I wouldn't, like, you know...
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, like I said, he just wants to know if you're single.
Hmm. I'll work that in, you know, somehow. I'll work on it. Now I know, you know.
Yeah. But I'm not picking up anything bad on him, Kimberly, so he must be a good person. You know what I mean? The angels are not showing me anything negative on him. So as far as I'm concerned, he's a good guy. So go for it, girl.
Aww.
I ain't mad at you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, go for it. Hey, we never know where love is, right? And you don't know until you open your mouth and ask, right? Okay, then. Okay. All right, well, Kimberly, I'm wishing you the very best. Girl, let me know.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Have a wonderful week, and be good to yourself. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay. Next call, area code 630. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, Linus. This is Lisa in Chicago. How are you, Chicagoland area?
Fine. And this is who? I'm sorry.
My name's Lisa. I've spoken to you before.
Lisa. Oh, well, welcome to the show, Lisa, from Chicago.
Thanks.
How's your weather back there?
Beautiful. It's like mid-70s. No, mid-70s.
Oh.
It was really hot Memorial Day, but now it's nice. How about by you?
Oh, yeah. We're in the 60s. Yeah.
In California? California?
No. I'm in Washington, but we're in the 60s. It hasn't got hot up here yet. I think we're going to have a hot summer. In fact, I think across the nation this year, we're going to have a much hotter summer than we did last year. So,
wow.
Yeah.
But
anyway.
Enjoy it, right? If it's cool. Enjoy it.
Amen.
I like it. I like it in the 70s, you know. It's just so beautiful, like a breeze, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, So. Not too much, just enough. Well, what can I answer for you today, Miss Lisa?
Oh, okay. So my question is, so I'm hoping to move, and I started looking at properties about 3 weeks ago. I think I might have told
okay.
you a while ago I was hoping to move. So I just wondered what you see with that. I have not found the right thing yet. You know, like I know the area, and I'm pretty much, you know, really heavily looking.
Lisa, what's two blocks from you? The angels are telling me there's a place 2 blocks from where you live. Is that a nice area?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Like I'm like near downtown area of a suburb that's very hot,
okay.
like up and coming, where I live.
Okay.
But I'm not staying around here.
Okay, because they were saying, or not saying, they said 2 blocks from you was a place. Okay, maybe that's because if you wanted to stay within that area, there is one available. Now, the next one they're showing me, it's like a house, a duplex. It's one level, a rambler, and it's 5 miles from you right now. It's 5 miles away. The one that you're interested in is on the right-hand side. Like I said, it's one level, and it's only 2. So it's nice. It's not a fourplex. It actually is a duplex, a house on one side and a house on the other side. You've got a yard. Looks like a 2-car garage. Wow. Okay.
But I'm not looking around here at all. I don't want to live around here. I want to leave here. I've been here many, many years. So the area that I'm looking,
go ahead.
It's a little farther. It's a little farther. It's about 45-minute drive.
Okay. Well, I can check that area. Now, what the angel showed me was 2 blocks away or this duplex 5 miles from where you are right now. So what area are you looking in? And I'll ask what's available in that area.
Yeah, so like more up north where I grew up, like a northern suburb. So that kind of sums it up, where I grew up,
okay,
like
up
that
north.
Area.
Okay.
I'm west.
Okay, pricey. They're telling me right now it's pricey. You're aware of that, though, I imagine.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
Okay, okay, because angels are saying it's a pricey area.
Real estate's a good
area.
Investment.
Oh,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Always.
Like real estate's actually a good investment.
Okay. Yes, there is a place in that area. And again, now this time I'm seeing a home. I'm not seeing, and it has a southern look to it. You know how southern homes have that porch out front, kind of like welcome you in, you know, a porch in front? That's what I'm seeing, and it's a white house. But it's got, like I said, a southern theme to it. The front of it, you'll think right away the south. But it's not, of course. Nice home. The angels are telling me it's a 3-bedroom, 2.5 bath. And it's a HOA area. Do you know what a HOA area is?
Oh, yeah, like a condo.
You know what a HOA is? HOA is where everybody pays a monthly fee.
Yeah, right.
You know, like
so
to keep the grounds up.
Could it be
up,
like a townhome? Right. Could it be like a townhome or a one-level condo?
You know, when you said a townhome, the angel said it could be, but it looks formally as a home, a complete house, a home, and not a townhome. But they're saying it could be. So, you know, things change every day. So
yeah,
I was wanting three bedrooms.
Do you see that like happening this summer or in the fall, or how long do you think it might take?
September. Looks like in August you finally settle on what you really want in August, and I think in September is when you move in. So in September you'll be moving to a new place. But it's like August, all the paperwork, and I see the end of August, right before the 31st, like everything is a done deal now. Whatever the paperwork is, that last week of August is a done deal. September, you move into your place. That's it.
But I was going to, like, stay here because I have to sell my place. So do you think it will go fast? Like once I buy, I'm going to put this on the market?
Well, evidently. That's probably why I see the paperwork the end of August and you move in September. So, yeah, you're moving.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, you are moving. I just feel you're moving to the house.
So.
You may think a condo, but like I said, just remember what I told you. It has a southern look on the outside. And that's you.
Okay.
When you see that, that's your home. So I see more a home, not a condo. Yep. And it has an HOA, and it's not far from water. That's another thing. Let me tell you, it's not far from water, Lisa.
Yeah,
it, like, it's
the
within walking distance.
Are close.
Yeah, it's like within walking distance.
There could be a large Could there be like a large pond, like in the area, like one of those places where you drive up and then they have like kind of a pond and, you know, like the homeowners thing, like various homes all around.
Mm,
you know what I'm saying? Like a like a town.
No. No. It's like you're near a river or a bay of water. But you're not that far.
Mm-hmm.
You can walk to it. You could actually walk to it. It's not that far. But no, this is a lot of water. So it's either a river or, or a bay, you know, something like that. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
All right.
Well
I wish you luck.
Okay.
I know you're going to be moving, so I just pray that everything turns out perfectly for you. How's that?
Thank you. Okay, I'm
going to
hold and listen. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling, and have a wonderful weekend. I'll put you on hold. Okay. All righty. Next caller, area code 775. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. My name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Hi, Wendy. How are you doing today, young lady?
Very nice to speak with you. I'll try to be concise. I was in a yellow cab on March 9th. We never made it to our destination. We were rear-ended on the highway. I was taken by ambulance to the hospital. No new broken bones. But I had a broken back 30 years ago, and the impact hit me right in the same place. So
Jesus.
In chronic pain. Thank you. Bless you.
Sorry.
So I've been in chronic pain ever since, and I'm back to using a walker. Thank you, Linus. And I've kept in very close communication with my work. They can look at all the HIPAA records they want, et cetera. And they've not approved me yet for ADA. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, American Disabilities Act. Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh.
Right. And I don't know why they're dragging their feet because I have so much tons of proof. But I've been going to a chiropractor as well as physical therapy. And my injury, I told my injury attorney that I didn't want to see the chiropractor that I've been seeing. His first name is Mark anymore because he was quite rude to me. And he didn't like it. But I was going to change to a new chiropractor, but on Friday when I went there, it was such a weird experience. I never signed the paperwork. It worked out that way because the doctor was late, and I felt a weird vibe in their office anyway. So
good for you.
I thought I better do my homework, and I found another office, and the doctor's first name is Joseph, and he's been practicing 35 years. And apparently my chiropractor has done business with him in the past. So I'm going to send an email to my injury attorney stating exactly what happened and would it be okay if I went to this chiropractor, and will I be okay with my attorney? Will this new chiropractor give me supportive notes in my injury case? And so is this a good thing for me to go to? Okay.
Yes. When you said Joseph, it just lit up. When you said Joseph, it just lit up in front of my eyes. This Mark guy, now, I know we're not supposed to talk against doctors or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But I agree with what you feel 150%, and I'll say that, okay?
Oh,
I'm in agreement with you
Lord.
About that guy. I'm so glad you left him, and I'll just leave it at that. I'm not going to go into him, but that was
I'll
a very good
you.
Decision. Okay, Wendy, very,
I'm a very
good decision
polite lady.
On your part.
I'm a very polite lady, and one day I asked him, doctor, where am I at financially? I know that it's going to come out of my lien, from the attorney, but where am I at financially? And he got mad. He said, usually when patients ask that, they think they're being ripped off. And he introduced something in our relationship that I feel was quite inappropriate, and I've not felt comfortable. So will I get a sizable amount from
yes.
my injury case? I'll probably
yes.
start.
And it's going to come in August or September. Let me tell you, you're going to get a check either August or September. It will not pass September, and you don't get your money. I have a feeling it's either going to be the middle of August or like almost right at the holiday of September. Like if Labor Day's on the 1st, you get your check on the 2nd.
Well, I'm thinking that my treatment will stop the first week of September. And so they can't even go after the other party until I'm done treating.
Right.
But the other party already admitted that they rear-ended us. And how could they not? But so will it be six figures or maybe 30,000 or 20,000? What do you think?
That will depend on your attorney and what they're going for.
Well, he's a pretty sharp attorney.
Okay, I'm not actually seeing a figure right now in the settlement, but the angels are showing me this Dr. Joseph is going to be a big help to you. They're just telling me he's going to be a big help to you. Yep.
Edie at the office said that he's a real tall man and that he's like a teddy bear and that he'll be gentle with me and with his 35 years experience. And they have something called an aquatherapy bed. And that sounds like sheer heaven to me. And will I be approved for my ADA through my employer? I don't see how they could avoid saying yes without my proof.
You're asking so many questions. I can only answer one question at a time. You'd have to call back in, Wendy. But I will tell you this. You made a very good decision changing the doctors. Very good. He is going to help you. You are going to receive a check either in August or September. I know what you just said about wrapping up, but they're showing me money signs. So that tells me you're going to receive money August or September, and you'll be okay. Now, the other, you can either call back in or, you know, you can go to the website, Wendy, and I can do a reading for you for 30 minutes or an hour. Or if you just want one question answered, I do that too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, bless your
yeah.
heart. Yeah, I'm on disability, yeah. barely enough to pay rent. But bless you, I'd love to do that. I just hope
I'm
going to
tell you what I saw. What I saw was your ADA, Wendy. The ADA
yeah.
check coming, not your settlement check, but your ADA check. So as you applied for that and whatever that you did, you know, doing, that's the money that I'm seeing, the ADA. So, like I said, they didn't show me the settlement. So, you know, that's second.
Uh-oh.
You're going to get your check for ADA and then your settlement also, so that'll be two.
Yeah.
So, anyway,
yeah, they
yeah.
actually said that there was. All right. Well, thank you. They said there was no ADA check, just basically approval, work accommodation. But may God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you, too. Okay, Wendy. Well, like I said, you're welcome to call back in or either you know, have me do a reading for you.
Yeah,
okay?
Okay.
All right.
All
I
right.
wish the
I
best for you, and I'll put you on my prayer list, too. Okay?
Please do. Please do. That would be beautiful. Thank you, Linus.
You're most welcome. You're most welcome. Thanks for calling. Okay, you're listening to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The time right now is 3:30 on the West Coast and about 6:30 on the East Coast. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Welcome, Gemini Moon, to the chat room. Okay, next caller is, let's see, area code 770. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Shanika.
Hi, Shanika. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I just had a question. Do you see Letitia moving in with me, and if so, would it be longer than a month?
If okay, I'm sorry. Say it again. I'm sorry.
Do you see Latisa moving in with me? And if so, will she be with me, will stay with me longer than a month?
Oh, yes, but not at this time. Yeah, it's just a temporary thing. Not at this time. Later in the year, yes. Most definitely, yes. But right now, yeah, just temporary. It's just temporary.
Okay.
Yeah, but that'll change at the end of the year, so that's okay. You know, everything takes time, but yeah,
right.
But that'll be temporary. That's okay. You're helping her out, and that's beautiful. So God bless you for
right.
that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So all good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Did you want to stay on or hang up?
I'll stay on.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling. All righty. Next caller. Area code 216. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus.
Hello.
I'm
sorry. Yep,
hello, Linus.
You're on.
This is Patricia. Oh,
Patricia.
How are you?
Hi, Patricia. Fine. And you, how are you doing, Patricia?
Oh, we're good. We're good.
Okay.
I had a question. All right, I'll ask this. Last year, either I think last spring, I had talked to a couple other intuitive psychics. Oh, let me try to make this short. I began to see in my third eye a slender, tall man, and there's a university here, Case Western Reserve University. He was wearing a long white lab coat, and I clearly see that name. And I'm sitting, I'm talking to him, and I didn't know him, don't know him. I got a reading just at random from some others, and it was a short reading, a couple of minutes, and they said this person said that we were to come together and I guess be involved in a relationship. And I'm assuming, a lifelong relationship. But from that time up till now, there have been a lot of things and situations for me. I've, dealing with a former housing situation and all that stuff. And then, of course, I had the surgery for the breast cancer, the lumpectomy, and, I haven't done any radiation. I'm really not agreeing with that. But anyway, I'm looking at other options. So that, that been pushed back, but I'm beginning to see him again in my third eye. And the last time I saw him was about a week ago, and I was doing a meditation, and his hands just reached out to me. I mean, what do you pick up on him or?
Okay. This man is your teacher. I don't see a relationship. He's very strong in your dream because he has something to talk to you about and teach you. Now, I don't know if it's dealing with the cancer. It's medical. I know that. It is medical.
Okay.
But he's a teacher, and it's important that you contact this man.
Okay.
And he's going to teach you something, about health. It is about your health.
Okay. Now,
but I don't
I
see
have,
him as relationship. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Is he, because the lady psychic that told me this, said he was an engineer. Or he may have been a scientist or an engineer or something along those lines. Anyway. Okay. Sheesh. All right. Well, I just have to get myself over to Case Western. Okay. Oh, sheesh. Is there anything else? I mean, from this?
Well, that's what I picked up. What you're showing is that, and I'll tell you why your third eye is open, because your guides want you to get with this guy. That's why it keeps coming back to you. He has something
right.
to teach you about your health that's very important. And that's why they keep coming. But I don't see a relationship. No.
Right. Okay. I get that. Okay.
Yeah, but this is good. This is good while you're seeing him, and the name that's coming up to you, because otherwise it wouldn't have happened. So they're bringing this. It's a healing. To be honest with you, it's a healing.
Okay.
That's
all
what
right.
you're going. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know his name. Yeah. I just just see his face, or I see his body, but it's always with the white lab coat on, and he's got long curly hair. I mean, not down to his back, but I mean probably to his ears or something, or maybe wavy hair.
I see that he's foreign. I see that this guy is foreigner, and possibly his background is German. He's from Germany.
Okay.
But he's a foreign doctor working, legit over here in the hospital here.
Right.
But he's from Europe.
Yeah, Case Western trains, doctors all the time. And
oh, okay. Well, thank you for the validation then, because that's what he's bringing his knowledge to the doctors here, what he has learned as far as whatever that it is. So he's over here temporarily. Like he's here for about a year and a half or 2 years at top, and then he goes back to Germany. So evidently, like I said, I see healing, and he's a teacher. So maybe what he's going to tell you is something applied that our doctors have not done, but he knows that it works, applied medicine.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel good about it, Patricia. It's all good.
Okay.
I don't feel anything bad, so...
I just have to figure out his name and, what department he's in and get myself over there. Okay.
There you go.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, Patricia, let me know how it comes out. But it's good. It's a very good thing.
Okay, all right.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a wonderful weekend, lady. Okay. Area code 850, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Sheila.
Hi, Sheila. How are you, young lady?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Terrific, terrific. What can I answer for you today?
My love life. I'm looking for someone.
Okay, anybody that you're interested in at the moment, Sheila, or no?
No, no.
No? Okay.
No.
We just want to see who's coming up. Okay. Oh, my God. I'm seeing this guy. My angels are funny sometimes. You ever watch Batman and see the guy, the Joker? You know who I'm talking about? Okay.
Yeah.
That's this guy that's coming. He's full of fun. He's almost like a Chris Rock. He's so funny, but just just a roundabout. I'm going to tell you what he looks like. He's a little heavy. Now, he's not what I would say obese, but he's probably 6 feet. He's 5'11 or 6 feet tall, and just a little bit overweight. He's not bad. Maybe I'll say a little bit bigger than medium. But anyway, but he is funny as ever. I mean, this guy will keep you laughing. He's just got such a good personality and character about him. He's really outgoing. I'm trying to think, is this his Phil? Is that what he is? Is he a comedian? Wants to be. He's been on tour. Oh, God, I guess so. Hold up. He's been on tour. He's not a top comedian yet. He's working to get to that point. That's why I saw Chris Rock. He's trying to get to that point where he's, like, well-known, across the nation or around the world. Yeah. Let me see where you're going to meet this guy. Man, because I see him, he looks at you and he stops.
Oh.
I don't know. It's almost like, whoa, He sees you and is like, whoa, I need to talk to her. Yeah. You're totally different. It's something about you, your spirit, your character or something, but it makes this man stops in his track when he sees you. Now, I see him. I see you in the audience. I'm going to tell you what the angels are showing me. You're in the audience. He's up on stage performing. Okay, and, ha-ha, hee-ha. But when he looks in the audience, he happens to capture your eyes. you two look at each other, eye point, and he pauses just for a minute. He goes back to his routine, but it's like, I need to get to know that woman. I need to know who she is, you know.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you this. I would make my way backstage. God, he is. He's working his way up to be famous. I would go backstage and introduce myself. Soon as he got through with his routine, I would ask to go back there, if nothing but to say you want his autograph, even though he's not nationally famous yet. But just so, and then the conversation will begin between you and him. He just finds you very different and unique, and it's a good thing. It's like you're not like the other women he sees on the road and, you know, blah, 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 this and that. It's like, no, there's something about you that's special. It's different. Do you live in Atlanta?
Is he near my age or? Oh, no. No, I'm near Atlanta.
You're near Atlanta?
Yeah, about 4 hours.
Okay, because it looks like he's from Atlanta, Georgia. That's what I'm picking up, that he's from Atlanta. That's why I was asking if you were, you know, like maybe you would have seen him on, not the billboards, but, you know, like, say like a Chris Rock, and this guy is the, you know, he comes out before the main one, which would be Chris Rock. So you would maybe see his name on the venue. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
Or the marquee. I'm sorry, not venue, but on the marquee.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Angels won't give me. Okay. They're giving me the name Clyde and the letter C. So write that down.
Okay.
Clyde and the letter C. You're going to one of his shows, but like I said, he's the second performer. It's like maybe you're going to see, I don't know, I'll just say Chris Rock. But this guy is on the show, so I just want you to notice that if you, you know, you decide, oh, yeah, I wanted to, you know, always go see him or something. And just look at who's on the show with him and look for that letter, Clyde or C, because that's the guy. That's the guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And his age, he... 40, 41.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
which
good.
In a way is kind of late starting on that circuit to be a comedian. But he's good.
Yeah.
He's good. He's funny as heck. He's very refreshing. So, Atlanta, C, Clyde. And this is coming up this summer. When are you going to see him? This month. The angel said you could see him this month. Said, 2 or 3 times he's going to be appearing. 2 or 3 times he's going to be appearing in Atlanta. Yeah. And outside. Mm-hmm. Now I see him coming to Savannah. Whew. He's in Savannah, but he's with a woman comedian.
Mm-hmm.
God, I know her. Jesus, I see her face and why can't I think of her name? Let me tell you, I see her so clearly. She was a woman, when they had the four women that went out on tour like the guys, comedian, she was the one from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think
of
her name. Do you know who I'm talking? Yeah, she was one from Chicago. Oh, my God in heaven. Her face is all in front of me, and I cannot. Cheryl? No.
I'm
no,
Cheryl?
Not Cheryl.
No.
It's... Oh, is it Cheryl Underwood? Well, yeah, No.
Okay.
I just saw Cheryl Underwood. No, this woman is lighter. She's medium complected.
Okay.
Oh, God, you know her. She was on with Monique Simone, or Samori Simone, whatever her name, Monique.
Okay.
The lady.
I'm looking at
Okay. But she's like medium complected out of Chicago. She is doing a show in Savannah, and this guy is with her. Okay?
Okay.
And it's coming up this summer. I believe this month. So check it out. But anyway. And I'm going to tell you this. The angel said, when you get with this guy, this comedian, y'all get married. You will be married. Yes. They said that's your husband. So they're telling me, look for fame and fortune, Sheila.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Yeah, look for fame and fortune.
Well, I'll definitely call you up if this happens.
Oh, please do. Please do. Yes. Please do, but yeah. So, yeah, that boy, that was really strong. I'm sorry, the female comedian, I couldn't think of your name, but Sheila, you'll look it up. But, yep, so that's what's coming up this summer, and especially this month, June. So keep those eyes open. The woman in
tennis
up.
I will, real wide.
Okay.
Tennis, the dish is already up on the roof.
All right. Wonderful. Okay, and Sheila, I wish you the very best, but I know this is going to happen. So instead of the very best, I take that back. Congratulations on your new love.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, we'll see. Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. You're welcome. Oh, you're
Thank
welcome,
you.
Honey. Have a wonderful week. Yes, ma'am.
You
Okay, next caller. There was one. There she is. Area code 617. You're on the air with Lena, 617. You're on the air. Hello? 617?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air with Lena. Who's this?
Oh, hi. My name is Sheba.
Hi, Sheila. Oh, second one. How are you doing?
No, Sheba.
Oh, Sheba. Spell it.
Yes.
So I don't...
S-H-E-B-A.
Oh, Sheba. Oh, yes. Look, I'm stopping because my daughter's name is Chabonet. Spelled the same.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right, young lady. Well, Sheba, what can I answer for you today?
I was actually just listening in. I didn't even press to talk to you.
Oh, okay. All right. You're more than welcome to listen in. Yes, ma'am. Okay. I'll go to another caller then. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Area code 770. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, Linus.
Ella.
Good again.
Oh, okay. You got another question or are you just listening?
Another question. When did she come out to her mom about her feelings?
Okay. She's going to do this during the holiday season and before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
The week prior to Thanksgiving. She finally gets the strength and the courage. Bless her heart. Yeah, and actually, it's a safe time. It's actually a safe time. Because it's the holiday season, everybody's being loving and celebrating. So actually, it's unique, but it's a safe time. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll let you listen. Continue to listen.
Okay.
All right. Next caller is area code 775. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. I made it back. My name is Wendy. I talked to you a little while ago, and you were so wonderful.
Oh, yes. Okay, Wendy, what else can I answer for you, young lady?
Bless your heart. Will I keep my job, or are they going to find a way to get rid of me because employers do that? I mean, legally, they won't do it while I'm a disability, but I want to be able to keep my employment for at least a year. I've applied for another job similar, which would be wonderful, but who knows when that might materialize.
Okay. I see a layoff in 30 days.
Ooh.
That's what they're showing me, a layoff in 30 days. So I would say that they're probably going to try and they're going to try and close this out by the end of the month. So if you're not back to work by the end of the month, which I don't see that with your back injury, they're just going to go ahead and lay you off. They won't terminate you, but they'll lay you off. So you'll still have the ability to collect unemployment.
Wow. Well, maybe I better touch base with HR and ask them, directly. what is, you know, ask them directly what the time constraints are, because I want to keep my job. And does that mean that I have to come back by the end of June, or would I have until July or August, and ask them directly, do you think?
I would ask them directly now, because I see in 30 days that they're just going to go ahead and close the paperwork out on you. I do. So I would ask them this week, what are their plans for you with the company? Or, and, of course, they're going to ask what's going on with you as well. But, yeah, I see a layoff in 30 days.
Well, I'm going to send an email to Julie in HR tomorrow, and I'm going to ask her directly, you know, reminder, I've provided all my HIPAA information, et cetera, and ask her what their company policy is, because I want to keep my job and how long I have. So if I ask them directly, will I be able to keep my job?
Well, you'd have to talk to them, your HR department, because they're not showing me. All they're showing me is a layoff, 30 days, and close out paperwork. So you need to talk to them directly and tell them to be honest with you, too. Don't shine you on. Just be truthful. Are you going to have a job or not? You know,
yeah,
I would see
that's
it.
The bottom
to be
line.
Honest with you, Wendy, I wouldn't send an email. I would call the company and talk to somebody on the phone.
I'll send a follow-up email per our discussion. We discussed this,
yes.
And this is what you advise me.
Yes. Very good.
Okay.
Very good.
That sounds
yeah.
like a good idea.
Yes, ma'am.
Because then maybe yeah. that's my way of keeping my job longer. It's only been since March 9th, so that's April, May, 2 months and a week.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. You need to contact them by phone because, you know, all companies have their regulation and policies on people that are mm-hmm. out on L&I or, you know, whatever, that they're going to be away from a job for an amount of time. So that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You need to talk to them directly because right now, what the angels are showing me, like I said, 30 days you'll be laid off and they're going to close out the paperwork. You'll let me know. You'll call and let me know. Pretty sure.
But is there a way to save my job by speaking directly to HR, Julie?
Well, yeah. I would talk to them directly, yeah. Like you said, you can send a follow-up email to the discussion. But for right now, I would talk to her and tell her to be straight with you. You know, I'll tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, enough.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, I got to move on. Sorry, my board's full. Thank you, though, Wendy. Thank you. Oh, area code 307, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Alyssa. How are you?
Hi, fine, and you, Alyssa? How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I was just wondering if you see anything going on with my love life.
Okay, is there anybody that you're involved with right now, Alyssa?
No, no.
Okay. Alyssa, why am I picking up attitude? What's going on? Getting attitude right now. They're not showing me anything. All I see is a blank board, which means it's like a black chalkboard. If you were to look at what I'm looking at, it's just blank. But the first thing they said was attitude, and then that was it, and a blank board. So I'm not seeing anything. Anyone, excuse me, not anything. I'm not seeing anyone.
I wonder what that means.
That doesn't
means.
Happen too yeah. often either.
What does it mean? What do you know what
I'm
it means?
I'm not picking
or?
Up. When I see a blank board, I'm not picking up. I don't know if your mind is closed or
I don't
extenuating
I don't know.
Circumstances?
I don't
okay.
know. Do you
I don't
see,
know, Alyssa.
Do you see a move for me? Do you see
that's
a move
the second question. You have to call back in.
Okay. Okay.
Alicia.
Bye.
Yeah. You can call back in. You're more than welcome to. But I'm sorry. I'm being honest because I don't lie to you guys. Whatever that I see, then I tell the truth about it. Just didn't see anything. So I don't know. Take a deep breath, Alicia, and call back in. Maybe we'll have better luck. If not, I'm on tomorrow night at 6. So, okay, next caller, area code 216. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Patricia again.
Hi, Patricia.
Hello. I'd like to ask another question.
Yes, ma'am.
I had observed for quite a while the left side of my body, and I'm having all these health challenges, and particularly when I had the breast cancer that was on my left breast. And, of course, they removed that section. There was no cancer in the lymph nodes. Yes, thank God for that.
Good. Yes, yes. Thank
but
you.
Also, I had uterine fibroids for a number of years. Never had them removed, but I saw I had some X-rays done, and I saw that it's on the left side of my uterus. Now I don't know if it's inside my uterus or outside, but it's still on the left side. And also, and this is on both, on top of both feet, which started out on my top of my left foot, three small spots, brown spots last spring. Now it's escalated that it's scaly, discoloration, dry, and it just, the old skin just flakes off. And
part of that is from your medication. Go ahead. The angels just told me your medication caused that. Go ahead.
Okay. I wonder which medication, but anyway. But yes, I mean, what must I do to either heal? And left side, I think it's my feminine self. Or the what is it that I need to do to create a new paradigm or shift in my thinking, but to heal this side of my body? And yeah, I've got a stiffness in my right at the neck and right at that shoulder. And it's just, it's like a block or stiffness. And I did have that breast surgery, but I noticed there's maybe fluid that may have accumulated because I just went to the doctor and she examined it. And she was saying, well, when she was going through her spiel of, before I was had the surgery, these things could possibly happen. Because, my body has been through a trauma, but yeah, it feels like it's a small lump. She said maybe, just fluid but it'll probably go down. But anyway, it's this, it's this left side of my body.
Okay. First up, you got your pen and paper there because I'm going to give you some information.
Yes.
Okay. First up, the angel said food, three words, food, stress, spiritual.
Okay.
Right out, as you were talking, food, stress, and spiritual. Change your eating to be more healthy, and soups.
Okay.
I remember years ago, my niece, she used to be on the show with me, and she told a lady to change the soups, and it actually changed her life. I mean,
okay.
She ate other stuff, but she ate primarily soup, but it was like vegetable soup, fresh vegetable soup that you eat. But anyway, okay, so they're saying you need to eat more soups. The stress, they want you to start doing some yoga exercises as far as like breathing, but as you breathe in and out, you're relaxing your being. Not just your body, your inner being, okay? So they want you to do some yoga for the stress. Nothing big, nothing you got to go spend money on. You could probably just look it up on YouTube, a couple of breathing exercises.
Okay.
The spiritual is that you need to walk by faith and not by sight.
Okay.
When you pray, believe that. Don't look for I prayed for healing. It's Friday. What you waiting on, God? It's Friday. It's not within our time, right? It's within the time of the spiritual realm because it could be God. It could be the angels, miracles. It could be your guides, but it's in their time, not ours. But when they do come through, it's really good. So I just want to tell you, when you pray, believe that. Don't just pray and then turn around like, all right, now. You know, like, okay, God, this is on you. Do something. Do something about it. If you're our Father, like you say, then do something. You know, I don't pray, take care of it. Because, you know, you can talk to God just like he's your real father in front of you, you know, or a friend. I say friend,
right.
But anyway. Now, the next thing I want you, I'm going to spell it, ARBORCOUNTY.com. This is holistic medicine for cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, and your being to help you, you know, to become with one, you know, healthy. These, I don't want to, because they're not drugs. It's all from the earth. But anyway, Arbor County is a holistic place for vitamins. I'll put it like that. I want you to check that out. I've been on them for 8 years. The last time my cancer, I had breast cancer 8 years, and 8 years before that, I had uterine cancer. Well, since after the breast cancer, I refused to pay the money that the biochemicals, Patricia, they wanted me to spend.
Right.
And plus, it wasn't going to be covered. This $300-some coming out my pocket every month. I was like, bullshit, the devil's a lie. So I went holistic, and I've been on it for 8 years. The cancer has not been back. I do a mammogram every year. I've been fine. And to top it off, all three vitamins, you'll see how cheap it is that I take, is just under $20 a month compared to what $300-some a month chemicals.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you hear what I'm saying? $300-some they wanted me to pay for a chemical supposedly to help me when I went holistic and each of the vitamins, and they're like 90 days or 60 days, whatever, $7,
right.
$8. I'm sorry.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm saying, yeah,
so
wow.
I just want, yeah, I just want you to check that out for yourself. But I'm a witness. Okay. I'm a witness. It's it works. $20 a month? Come on. You know, and it covers all this. Cancer, blood pressure, diabetes, something else I'm probably not mentioning, but it's very good. So I just want you to check it out for yourself. See what you think, Patricia. So food,
okay.
Eat
all
some
right.
More soups, some stress, do some breathing yoga, and the spiritual, when you pray, you know, and for your uterine organs, ask God, clear it up, heal me. Heal me of this. And if you're not going to heal me, if I need to have surgery to have my, you know, my uterine or, you know.
Fibroids.
Fibroids removed, which means might be hysterectomy. If that's what deems it needs to be done, then tell God to let you know that too, or the angels, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Nothing is impossible, even if you have to have surgery. If that's the best thing where you're not bothered with it ever no more in life, so be it. Mm-hmm. I tell you, when I had my hysterectomy, I'd walk down that aisle, girl, where them pads and stuff was, laughing my ass off. Just laughing. I'm not telling you to do it, but I'm just saying that's how good that feeling was. Like I could walk down that aisle and laugh and like, not no more. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, Patricia, well, let me know. Let me know, honey,
all
how
right.
You're doing. Okay.
All right. Thank
and
you.
And thank
very
you
much.
For calling. And I'm going to put you on our prayer list too.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week.
Thanks.
Okay, you're listening to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Also, you know, we do two now. So we're back on a Monday night. Nina's with me. So anybody, if you miss Nina, like I do, anyway, she's here every Monday night with me. And on Mondays, we come on at 6 p.m. on the West Coast and 9 p.m. on the East Coast. So, you know, check us out. Come in Monday night. If you're not able to get in on Sunday and get your question answered, just come in Monday night at 6 p.m. on the West Coast, 9 on the East Coast, and we'll answer that for you. All right, next caller, area code 484. You're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Hey, Lennis, this is Tonette.
Tonetta, shut up. I was just talking about you last week.
Oh, no.
I sure was.
Oh.
I was like, what happened? I haven't heard from Tonetta in a while. And I was like, okay, everything must be going good. I ain't heard from her.
All right, girl. Now, you got to give it to me real, okay? I am really feeling, I know this is going to be out of the left ballpark, okay? But I am really feeling, really, really feeling that Desiree is going to move in this month of June.
Yeah, she is. No doubt. The angels just said no doubt.
Oh, my! I almost passed out on this chair when you said that.
Yep, she is.
Well, now
she
what's
is.
Going
the
on?
Said no
now,
doubt.
Now, listen, I know that, but now listen. You know she hasn't talked to me in 2 months. I know, you know, I told you this is going to come out of left field. She hasn't talked to me in 2 months, but I'm telling you, I feel like she's going to be here. She's going to be on the doorstep. So when is all this going down?
This month, in about less than 2 weeks' time.
Well, is she going to give me a heads up, or is she just coming to the door?
No, you should be talking to her this week.
Okay.
You will be speaking to her this week. But I will tell you this, she will be a help. The angels are telling me monetary help. Monetary
okay.
help. So, yeah. So
now
you know,
is she going to get her act together? Is she going to want to build anything, or what's going to go on here?
Tonetta, you're going to have to be the dominant. Come on now. You're going to have to help her. Okay, you know sometimes
know
your girlfriend can be a little flaky and a little airy, but come on, you're grounded. So
yeah, she's an Aquarius. She's an Aquarius. So, you know, one minute I feel like we're good, and then the next minute she's blocking me and we ain't talking for 2 months. So come on.
Yeah, no, you two will be fine. Desiree, you two will be fine, but you're the dominant one to help her. So when she goes out in the left field or something, you know, don't holler and fuss at her. Just tell her, let's sit down and talk. Let's sit down and talk because we need to get understanding. I don't know what's going on with you.
Well,
yeah.
It's kind of hard
in
to get
fact,
an understanding
when she
blocks me. You know, she's a...
Yeah, in fact, when she calls you, you know, tell her. You know, if we're going to be living together, this is what's going to have to happen. You know, we're going to have to be able to communicate and understand. Not that we always will agree on said thing, whatever that it is, but we're going to have to be able to communicate. And that's number one. Well, it's true. She's got to be able to talk to you. Otherwise, how can you help her? If she doesn't speak
well,
up,
Lennis,
you don't know.
Lennis, it's unbelievable how me and you are in sync right now, because there's been times in the past years I would call and you would tell me, nope, nope, that ain't happening. Nope, nope, that guy's no good for you. Nope, nope. And then I'd be like, aw, man. So finally,
well, one...
after years, we're on the same page, me and you.
Well, I do want to tell you this, why I said that you're the dominant one.
Right.
The universe is bringing her to you for her to learn something.
Okay.
Okay, because before she wasn't listening. Now, listen to me. She wasn't listening before. So now you two are going to be living together. She has to listen because she's living there with you. And let me tell you, this won't be long. She's only going to be there for like 3 or 4 months. This isn't like forever and a day. So 90 days to 120 days, and then she's gone. So just to let you know. But it's monetary. She will give you money. That's not a problem. She is
well, where
give
does
money
she?
To help.
Where does she go after a couple months?
Oh, she's able to get another apartment.
Okay.
Yeah. She's able to get her own place. So, you know, she's helping you and you're helping her. You both are blessing each other. But she's going to learn some things that you're going to teach her. Now, you probably think, I'm not a teacher, I don't know, but yes. Tonetta, something about you she needs to learn, and she'll listen to you. So, there's a reason that this is happening. Even though you two may not always talk every day or every month, She's coming out because the universe wants her to learn. It's almost like this is her last chance. You need to learn
right.
this, whatever that it is. And then when she leaves
right.
you, she'll be in a better frame of mind. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, good. I'll keep in touch.
Okay. And thanks for calling. I miss talking to you, woman. All right.
Yep. All right. You have a good night.
You too. Have a wonderful week. Okay. Area code. Ooh, there we go. Area code 812. You're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi. My name's Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How are you doing today, young lady?
I'm good. I was wondering, can my friend have a reading? I called for her, basically. She's never done this before.
Oh, okay. Oh, you want a reading? Then you need to go to the website. If you just want a question.
No.
Right
she has a question. I'm sorry. I meant to say it the wrong way. But she said, hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi. So who's this?
My name is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. How are you today, young lady?
Hi. I'm good.
Okay.
Trying to do something here.
Now, that's okay. You're doing fine. Don't worry about it. You're doing fine. What can I answer for you?
I want to know what's been guiding me my whole life to make me feel what's been guiding me my whole life down this like spiritual path, I guess. Like my whole life, I've been different, and I think I was born aware, and you know, I was born like outside the box, and my whole life I've always been looking for you know, spiritual truths, universal truths, because you know, I believe that we're our own mini universes, and when we seek out answers from the universe, we basically dig inside ourselves, and it's like enlightenment. And I've noticed, like, you know, my vibration is like amplifying, and I'm still shown things, and I you know, as we are ushered in this new period, so to speak, and I just want to know what is guiding me. You know what I mean? Like, what's guiding me, and what is, you know, what do I do about it, and what can what's my, you know, why?
Okay, no, I got you. I was writing down things as you were talking.
Okay.
The angels told me that, number one, you need to turn around. I don't know what that means, but they said, number one, she needs to turn around. Number two, you have gifts. You came into this realm with spiritual gifts. Number three, they're telling me that you're psychic, that you have abilities
mm-hmm.
that you're not using, or if you do use them, are you using them for the good?
Right.
Now, I don't know why the angel said that, but they want to know, are you using your abilities for the good and not bad? Because you asked for these gifts and you came here to help other people.
Uh-huh.
So only thing I want to tell you, that with these abilities also comes responsibility.
Yeah.
So even though you can see things or you can feel things empathically, which I know you can, always, mm-hmm. always do it in love. If you're not going to do it in love, leave it the fuck alone.
Yeah, I know.
Okay? I'm not going to say excuse my language, because there's been some psychics lately that have really turned my butt up for not doing
mm-hmm.
stuff in love. They're just doing it for the money.
Right. Right, yeah.
So
I do believe, you know, you got to do everything out of love. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You are blessed with gifts. The angels want you to call upon them. Your guides want you to call upon them, okay? You've got an older woman that's right next to you, and she's like a grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not an aunt. She's passed on. She's like a grandmother, mm-hmm. little short woman, and she's next to you. And she's also there to help you along as you ask questions.
Okay.
Yeah, this woman's really good. She's the spirit that's next to you. She's so loving. She's so loving, and her eyes are open. She's very beautiful, too. But anyway, she's right there to help you. So this is what I want you to do. Go to your guides.
Yeah.
Ask your guides, what's their name, number one, when you go to your guides. Ask them, what's your name? So I'll know who to who to call
right.
upon.
And I've tried
right?
that throughout
for
my
help.
Life. I've tried, you know, I've tried that. You know, like I've tried.
Do you listen?
And trying to find out who.
Are you listening? Are you quiet? Because when you do this kind of work, you got to be quiet within yourself. You can't be around a bunch of people. When you're asking for your guides and your angels, it needs to be one-on-one. Right?
Right. The life I live, the life I live is kind of hard to, like I'm homeless, really chaotic life, and it's hard for me to, I've been really wanting to get back to the spiritual side, you know, but throughout all this chaos, it's hard for me to, do my spiritual things, you know?
Okay. Jessica, if you want to do this, you're blessed, even when you get ready to go to bed at night, make that as your quiet time then. If during the day too many things are going, it's too chaotic, when you get ready to go to bed, for you lay your head down, talk to your guides, and have a piece of paper there.
Okay.
And your angels, because they're there too.
All right.
They're right there. And the little lady, the older woman, the grandma that's right there with you, you can ask her for help. She's right there with you. I don't know if your grandmother has passed. Or
I mean, I don't know which one it would be. My mama last year died, but I'm trying to think, like, which shorter one. I mean, she was short, but she's kind of a bigger set lady, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's okay. Then it's her. She's the one that's next to you.
Mm.
It's your grandma. She's there next to you then. Yeah, and she's just, you know, very loving, just waiting to help you. All you need to do is just say, Grandma, you know, can you help me with this? I'm not understanding. And listen with your mind, your ear, or your eye, because it's not necessarily, it could be a message of words. It could be a picture. It could be something that came on the TV. Okay.
Yeah, I get a lot of that.
Okay. Well, you're good to go. All right, Jessica. Let me know how you're doing from time to time. Give me a call.
All right, I will. All right, thank you.
All right, love you.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, I think I've got time for one more. Okay. Area code 617, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this? Hello? Hello? Okay. Okay, well, you can just listen. It's okay. I don't have a problem with that. Okay, area code 215, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. It's Sue. How are you doing today, hon?
Hi, Sue. I'm doing great. And yourself, young lady?
Oh, well, I'm doing good. God's been good to me. I had a knee replacement a month ago. And they told me I would be walking with a cane and a walker. Well, the next day, they got me up to walk like they're supposed to. I walk up and down the steps, and I'm only a month and a week in. I only use my walker for the first week. And that's good, isn't
it? I'm proud of you, woman.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And the reason why I'm calling, I wanted to know where my relationship was going.
Oh, okay. Well, first, let me say I'm proud of you, how well you did. I've had both my knees replaced. I have full knee replacement. What did they do to you?
A full knee replacement on the right
side. Yeah, girl. Titanium back. Let's go, sister.
Oh, I'm telling you. It gives me aches and pains. I even say she got her own personality because she'll wake me up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and it's like taking care of a baby. But, I mean, after a month, like even the doctors, like they said, I should make you a model for knee replacements because he said you're doing so good. Everybody else is like, and when I went to physical therapy, the guy goes, you're doing so good. What did you just have your knee done like 7 months ago? I'm like, no, just 4 weeks ago. He goes, my God, I'm
but
not
that
talking
is so
to you no
good.
More. Mm-hmm.
That's so good. Honey, at 4 months from the time you had surgery and 4 months later, you'll be able to lift your leg and say, now, who's next?
I'm being silly.
But you know what I mean. It'll just be a good feeling. Okay, yeah. Now your love life. Who's the guy? What's his first name?
Kasim.
Steven?
Kasim, K-A-S-I-M.
Okay. God, he's kind of hard-headed and stubborn sometime, ain't he?
Oh, yes, he is.
He don't want to listen. He listens, but he's not listening. I'll put it like that. He hears what you say, but he's not doing what he's supposed to do. Okay. And, you know, he's got a beautiful smile, and he actually has a nice personality. He's got a jovial personality, but he just, some things, it may be from a past life, I think, not this life, but maybe from a past life brought over. But, yeah, if he gets past his stubbornness, you know, and just let what will be, will be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What will be, will be. Let's see. Well, he always wants you to do things a certain way, or he wants you to do this or do that. It's like, okay, you're not his child. You're a grown woman. There's a way
mm-hmm.
to ask. And no, he's not going to control you. You control yourself spiritually, mentally, and physically. He says some things, but it's like he wants to be in control. No.
I've always thought, you're right, I'm going to do it my way, or yes.
Yeah.
I'm an
Aries,
a
lot of communication there, Sue. A lot of communication, I see. It's not that the guy doesn't like you. It's just, you know, it's almost like he wants to control you, like, Sue, you need to do it this way, or I want you to do this, or I want you to do that, instead of like, what do you think of this, Sue, if we do this? What's your input, right? Instead of just being stubborn, like it's my way or the highway. And he doesn't always feel like that, but I'm just, the angels are showing me his stubbornness and not listening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's why they're telling me communication is a strong point for you two. Communication and understanding. Yep, that's it.
But then, see, he confuses me sometimes, you know, like he's Spanish, first of all, and he doesn't know much English, but he knows enough. You know, like back in January, he bought an engagement ring. He still didn't present the engagement ring. And I think he's just, like, scared to move to that next level. But, like, you know, and he says he loves me. So, but he made a remark tonight that kind of, like, bugged me out a little bit. You know, I am older than him. And so, you know, he asked me, you know, like, how old am I? And I told him, and he said, how old are you? And, like, is that a problem? He goes, well, if I wasn't here with you, I'd be living with my mom or sister because, you know, he's out of work right now because he got hurt last year. And after he left, I got to thinking, like, is he looking for a way out? He doesn't know how to say it or, you know, like you said, we need communication.
It is. No, he's not looking for a way out. No, I'm not picking that up at all. I just feel communication is a fault line between you two. And if you work out the communication aspects, it'll be okay. But, yeah, no. And he does care. You're right. He does care about you. Let me ask you something. Is he from South America?
No, he's from Puerto Rico.
I knew it was. See, I knew. Because I said he's not like a Mexican Latino. He's from outside the United States. So, okay. All right. Okay, well, actually, Puerto Rico's part of the United States. I shouldn't say that. But, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I didn't see him within our borders. I'll just put it like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a cultural thing there, too, as well. So, yeah, it's just communication and understanding. Yep.
And I know he wants a baby really bad, but I don't want no more kids. My kids are grown, and I don't want no kids.
I don't blame you.
And I even told him, I said, look, if you want a baby, then you're going to have to go to somebody else because I don't want another baby. I don't want that commitment to start all over again. You know what I mean? So I'm like it confuses me, you know, because I'm going to be babysitting my niece July the 30th, and she's just newborn. And I seen him with her today, you know, like, and, like, he just says, well, I just wish you would have a baby for me. I'm like, yeah, but, you know, it's just having a baby.
Cultural.
You know what it's like. Yeah, it's like,
yeah,
I just don't want to
start
all
over. But it's cultural.
Yeah.
It's cultural, yeah, that they must have children. So that's what it is. Well, you were honest. I'll give you that, Sue, 100%. You were honest. You told him, you know, if you want a kid, then it's not here. So, yeah.
And I told him.
But you know what? He wish it was you. He wishes it was you that got pregnant, but I don't blame you. Why would you want to start at ground zero again, you know?
Yeah, it's so like no. They're gone. You know, my kids are gone, and I just don't want to start all over again. I don't mind babysitting, but I just don't want a 24/7 job.
No.
You know, it's like raising kids, you know. It's
no.
Not that easy.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Just continue on. Just remember communication and understanding. And if he still says that he wants a kid, then like you said earlier, just tell him, it's not here, honey. Not with me. You know?
Yeah.
We can be friends.
Are we eventually going to get married?
I don't know, because he wants children. He really does. That's a strong point with him. But it's also cultural. That's what I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He's going to want kids. But anyway, let me go on. I'm almost at the end of the show, Sue. I got one more call I want to get to.
Okay,
so,
thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Let me know how it goes, girlfriend. Okay. All right, and our last caller, let me try and get to area code 617. You're my last call. How can I help you?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air with Linus. Who's, yes. Who's this?
Hello? Hello?
You're on the air, ma'am. Go ahead.
This is Sheba again.
Okay. I was going to say you're there. Okay, go ahead, Sheba. What else you want to ask?
Well, I never asked the question, but
Oh, that's
I guess
right.
We can
you
look
were just
in...
listening.
Yeah.
Go ahead, girl. You're the last one. Give me a question.
Well, might as well look into my love life.
Is there anybody right now that you're talking to? Or?
Yes. Yes, I have a husband.
Oh. Oh, well, that's wonderful. What's wrong with you? What's your husband's first name? You need to quit it, girl. What's your husband's first name?
Albert. Did you hear me? Albert.
Okay. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm hanging up the phone. That man loves you down in your stinky drawers. Where are you calling me?
Well, he doesn't show it.
He may not show it, but he loves you. I mean, the first thing the angel showed me was spiritually, from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. He loves you, just total. You guys need to find something fun to do. You done gotten to a, what do they call complacent. Your relationship has become complacent. So, you know, you two think of something fun to do. Think of something fun. What brought you two together when you got married? Okay, think of fun things like that when you just, honey. The man loves you. If he's not saying, I love you, Sheba, every day, that's okay because I can feel it spiritually. So I know he loves you. I mean, mentally and physically is there, but spiritually the man is deeply in love with you. So think of something fun to do. What do you like to do? Do you two like to be silly?
Yeah, I mean, we used to have so much in common, but then it's like we had a baby and everything just like went crazy.
Well, that
crazy.
Doesn't change anything. That's an add. That's a bonus. So that's okay that you had a baby. Go places. Have a date night. Do you have relatives, mother, grandmother, or sister that could babysit the baby? And you two have a date night? There you go. That's what you're missing, that time together. Yes, ma'am. Girl, I know. When you have a newborn baby, it kind of takes up all your time, but you two got to have a date night. Get in there. Don't try to make another child real quick. But, you know, I have a date night.
Oh, no. I'm done with that.
I'm getting
too old for that.
I'm laughing too, Sheba, but that's what I was saying. You know, enjoy your date night, but don't bring something home. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know.
For fun.
I definitely
appreciate
it, honey. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. Thank you for calling. I want to thank everybody for joining me from around the world in the chat room. Oh, my goodness. I thank you guys, Gemini Moon, Aloha J. They were in the chat room. I'm sorry I didn't get to your questions. Please forgive me. But look, come back tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. We're on the air tomorrow from 6 to 7, and Nina's with me. You know, Nina's our Reiki master as well as psychic, too. So please, and I'm your analytical empath psychic, so come on now. So y'all come back tomorrow night at 6 o'clock and join us if you didn't get your answers or were able to get in today. And with that, I'm going to close the show out, and I hope everybody has an enjoyable week. It's the first week of June, and do it up. Bring June in like a storm, okay? I love y'all.